This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
My guest tonight is the creator and star of the hit Netflix comedy series, Workin' Moms. Please welcome my good friend, Katherine Reitman. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. Look at this. So Katherine and I met how many years ago?
Just a few.
Two or three. We're so young. Fresh and young.
Yeah.
We met doing a hidden camera prank show.
That's right.
That I believe NBC called their worst primetime ratings in history. Something like that. I think they might have said that. Yeah, yeah. But you know what?
They say that about all the shows. We were very special.
We really were.
Yeah.
We really were.
And this was my first big break, The Real Wedding Crashers, and I think it was yours too.
So we really
cut our teeth together.
We did for 10 weeks in Vegas, and we somehow made it out alive. I don't know how.
I mean, by the skin of our teeth.
Yeah.
I was slapped. A bitch slapped me.
True.
True story. A bride who was in on it just five-fingered me right across the face.
Yeah. That was a rough day. We couldn't even afford a medic. The budget was so low. You just had to, like, grin and bear it.
No, I just held a Coke can to my cheek and...
Yeah. Now, has that ever happened on Workin' Moms?
Gotten slapped?
Yeah, right in the face.
Dani Kind, who plays Ann on the show, loves to slap a bitch. She'll get in there. She's very physical. I love her for it.
I love it. Oh, my God. So you're one of those actors who has always been the total standout in everything that you've been in. You're so damn funny.
Thank you.
Constantly working, steal every scene. But now suddenly there's this baby of your 7 seasons.
Isn't that crazy?
Of Workin' Moms. Oh my, 83 episodes?
Yep, dropping on Netflix this Wednesday, April 23rd.
And this show, you created it, you star in it, you direct it, you executive produce it. What is it like seeing your baby all grown up like that?
It's wild, you know? I mean, I entered the show thinking, all right, I'll probably get one season. And I'll just try to be as authentic as I can, tell all my stories, cram it into one season. And each season that we got picked up for another one, I was in disbelief. I still am.
It's so good. It's
Thank
so
you.
Funny. And it genuinely, I know you, you're a friend, like it feels like you.
You
can tell that you put so much of yourself into it. You cover just in this... I may have snuck a few episodes of this last season because I got a friend.
She's got a hookup.
I got a hookup.
Don't be asking me.
And just in this season, you explore so many themes and issues that are so important. You have an entire storyline on the male birth control pill.
That's right.
Yeah. You explore destigmatizing shame in female sexuality, marriage ruts, the complexities of female friendships. How do you get ideas for these stories?
I guess I just live, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just a day in the life of a woman.
I mean, and I'm sure your audience could speak to this. It's like having a kid and, I mean, just watching this incredible show tonight and seeing all the horrifying statistics of what it means to go back to work knowing that you're going to be looked at differently for being a mother was so paralyzingly terrifying to me. I didn't even know I had postpartum depression when I started the show. And getting through it, I had a 3-month-old when we started shooting. And when we wrapped the show and I all of a sudden realized, like, I feel like I white-knuckled through it. Like, I don't think I took a breath until they said cut the last time.
Yeah. And that was part of the inspiration for the show, right? You having gone through that and thinking, like, there aren't shows out there that really dive into these topics?
There sure are more now. Yeah. 7 years ago, it was a wasteland. I mean, I couldn't find any A storyline, meaning the main plot point of the show, about a woman who happened to be a mother and work. I mean, look, on Working Moms, the actual amount of time where you see the female characters with their kids is like 5%. This is about women being something outside of the nursery. It's a woman in the workplace show, and yeah, they've got to juggle it all and try to have it all, whether that's possible or not.
Do you think it's possible?
Yeah!
You can have it all, but not all at the same time. I think someone wise said that.
It's different for each person, right? We all have our ways of sort of working it out, of making sacrifices. The guilt is real.
The guilt is real.
The guilt is real.
You said something about mom guilt that really stuck with me.
Sounds like me.
Yeah, very profound. You said something in regards to the way that you talk to your children about going to work.
Ah, yeah, I don't say I have to go to work. I say I get to go to work. And I just flip that tone. I go, like before I flew to New York to do this lovely thing with you, I told my kids, I'm so excited. You guys, I've never gotten to do this sort of thing. I'm so happy with it. And they feel the joy radiating off of me. And then tonight they were like, we're so excited for you.
Aww.
And that shift's great.
That's so beautiful because you are following your passion and you're clearly meant to do this, and you bring so much joy to so many people, and you're teaching them that they can one day do that too. And that's really important. That's really powerful.
Or marry a woman that takes care of them.
Yes. You know what I mean? Yes. Yes.
Also wonderful.
Also very powerful. You work with your husband on the show.
I do.
He plays your actual husband.
Yes.
He also is an executive producer and directs on the show. How does this work? Because there was a very brief time during the pandemic when we were filming from home, and I one time asked my husband to hold the camera, and we almost got divorced. So, how do you navigate that?
It's tricky. I mean, we've definitely had some serious fights. But then you also find ways. I mean, look, for those of us who work in separate places than our husbands or wives, you get to come home and try to share what happened, and there's sort of like a lack of connection because you can't talk about what you've done. When I get home, Phil knows exactly what I've done.
Right.
He witnessed all my wins, but he also witnesses when I fail. So that makes it really complicated.
Yeah.
Lucky for me, I got a guy who's a serious cheerleader. You know, he's had my back. It was his idea to push me into writing this thing in the first place, so. Thanks, Phil.
Well, you're lucky to have each other. You're lucky to have each other. I am so grateful for you making this show because I finally feel like there's a show where working moms are seen, and it means a great deal to me. And it's such a joy to see you do your thing and shine your light because you are just, you're a total inspiration. So I'm really happy for you, and I'm proud that I get to be your friend.
Can I return the favor real quick?
How amazing
is it that we broke our teeth on the first Real Wedding Crasher show, which was a hit. Maybe not critically acclaimed, but it was a hit.
Really, real critical darling.
Yeah, totally. We were doing some really cool stuff there, actually. But I get to now witness your first night hosting The Daily Show.
Working Moms on April 26th on Netflix.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Wondering why I'm in bed having cold eggs, burnt bacon, and a pancake filled with jelly beans, then you've never celebrated Mother's Day. It's that special day each year when your husband gives you flowers he bought in a panic at the gas station and a card he wrote with his feet so it looks like your dumbest kid did it. But societies have been honoring mothers since ancient times, including all the way back in ancient Egypt, where an annual festival honored the mother of all pharaohs, Isis. No, not the one that you're thinking. Isis was an Egyptian goddess and style inspo for every white girl at Coachella. The Greeks and Romans also had spring festivals celebrating the Great Mother. The Greeks called her Rhea, who's usually depicted with a mural crown seated in a chariot pulled by two lions, which is badass and carbon neutral. We should bring that back. But what we know to be Mother's Day really traces back to 1852 and a woman named Anne Reeves Jarvis. She started something called Mother's Day Work Clubs, where women in the community would help needy families buy medicine, get clean water, and practice safe sewage disposal, which is pretty intense as far as mom groups go. The one I'm in mostly just swaps hand-me-down Elmo onesies for weed. After Anne Reeves Jarvis died, her daughter Anna Jarvis decided to honor her. In 1908, she organized the first official Mother's Day celebration in Philadelphia with the help of department store owner John Wanamaker, handing out hundreds of white carnations because her mother loved them. Even though, let's be honest, they're kind of the basic bitch of flowers. And because the day was so successful, Jarvis lobbied to have the holiday honoring mothers added to the national calendar. She led a letter-writing campaign to newspapers, politicians, and the governors of every state. Now, this was before Twitter, so she couldn't do that thing where you just tag a bunch of important people and retweet yourself. It didn't work, by the way. After years of pushing and fighting and writing, Jarvis's dream was realized when President Woodrow Wilson finally made Mother's Day a national holiday in 1914. It was the best thing to happen to mothers, until the invention of White Zinfandel. But guess what? Once Mother's Day became an official holiday, Anna Jarvis hated it. She thought her sincere holiday had become a commercialized racket and called the florist and greeting card manufacturers charlatans, bandits, pirates, racketeers, kidnappers, and termites that would undermine with their greed one of the finest, noblest, and truest movements and celebrations. Which basically sounds like how William Shakespeare would give a one-star Yelp review. Jarvis hated the holiday so much that it soon became her life's work to undo her life's work. She went door to door collecting petitions to take Mother's Day off the calendar. She threatened people who used the phrase Mother's Day with copyright infringement. She got in a fight with Eleanor Roosevelt for using Mother's Day to raise money for charity. And one time when a waitress told her to enjoy her Mother's Day salad, Jarvis threw the salad on the ground. It's true, you can Google it. Although don't search for Mother Tosses Salad, those are not the results you want. I'm trying to get it off the dark web. Oh, you saw it? Yeah. Thank you. But basically, Anna Jarvis brought Mother's Day into this world, and ever since, it was an endless source of disappointment and frustration in her life, which, ironically, is a pretty perfect metaphor for motherhood. Anyway, that is why the f*** we celebrate Mother's Day. Now, if you don't mind, I'm gonna try to enjoy this abomination of a breakfast.
It's a licorice jelly bean. Yum.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.